More than 100 new jobs will be coming to Millinocket if plans for a new laminated wood products manufacturing company stay on track over the coming year. During a morning press conference today at Husson University, Ligna CLT Maine officials said they'll manufacture cross-laminated timber, an environmentally friendly product that competes with concrete and steel in construction. A.J. Higgins has more.
The millions of acres of surrounding Maine forests provided a compelling reason for Ligna CLT Maine to set up shop on a portion of real estate once owned by the Great Northern Paper Company in Millinocket. But as Nick Holgerson, one of the company's founding partners, told reporters, that wasn't the only motivating factor.
The Arkatodden people, like I mentioned, I couldn't be more happy to be established with such a great group of people. I think they've got a very common mission with us. We share a lot of the same core values.
And the feeling is mutual. Arkatodden Incorporated, a volunteer development group, purchased the shuttered mill a little more than a year ago for a dollar and began working with the Millinocket Town Council to revitalize the regional economy. Michael Seal Jr., a spokesman for the group, said the arrival of Ligna CLT Maine was exactly the kind of business his organization had been hoping to attract to the former mill site.
This is a huge announcement. As stewards of this mill site that our fathers and grandfathers and entire families worked at, we believe that this is putting it back to work in the spirit that it should be in the forest-based economy.
Ligna CLT Maine, LLC, a division of the North Carolina-based Ligna Terra Global, LLC, plans to produce cross-laminated timber, a product that can be used in structural framing in place of concrete or steel. The company uses low-value softwoods such as spruce and fir to prefabricate solid wood strips in panels that are lightweight but very strong and have high acoustic, fire, seismic, and thermal performance. Nick Holgerson, one of Ligna Terra's founders, said the CLT process got started about 20 years ago after lumber companies began weighing the value of cast-off cuts.
They started throwing it together, adding glue, and then somebody came up with a bright idea to turn them at right angles. So what they do is they lay out long tables of 1x4s, 2x8s, whatever it is that can come into this process. They'll lay it down in a single layer all in the same direction, and they'll put a layer of glue on it, and then they'll put another one on top of it at a right angle.
By repeating the process several times and placing the wood under pressure, the layers form a material that Holgerson said can reduce construction time by more than 33%. Those products and others will be manufactured on 35 acres of the mill's 1,400-acre parcel, and Holgerson said the plant should be operating within a year, employing more than 100 people. Financing arrangements for the new company are currently in the works. Brian Walton, director of the Richard E. Dyke Center for Family Business at Husson University, is working with the company to identify other potential investors. He insisted that Ligna Terra Global is committed to the project, but declined to identify the degree of that commitment.
We're not going to disclose that at the present time because there are different partners that are involved. They do have equity resources available, significant resources. They will be the major owner and equity holder of the company.
Some of the company's new employees could eventually come from the University of Maine's Advanced Structures and Composites Center, where the benefits of wood laminate construction have been researched for years. Holgerson said the campuses at Husson University and the University of Maine offer tremendous opportunities for future cooperation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.